AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The government says it cracked the hackers.
Today, we turned the tables on DarkSide.
The government seized millions of dollars in a cryptocurrency payment made to Russia-based hackers after the cyber attack on the Colonial Fuel Pipeline. Lisa Monaco is Assistant Attorney General.
The Department of Justice has found and recaptured the majority of the ransom Colonial paid to the DarkSide network.
The cyber attack caused Colonial, the operator of the nation's largest fuel pipeline, to halt its operations last month. The Food and Drug Administration approved a new drug to treat Alzheimer's disease.
The Alzheimer's Association has been waiting decades for this. This is such an historic moment and a huge victory for people all over the world suffering with Alzheimer's and their families.
Dr. Maria Carrillo is the Alzheimer's Association's chief science officer. But there are warnings from independent advisors. The much-debated treatment hasn't been shown to help slow Alzheimer's. In Guatemala today, Vice President Kamala Harris has a message for anyone thinking of making their way to the Mexico border with the U.S.
Do not come. The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border.
Harris met with the president of Guatemala. The Justice Department announced the establishment of a law enforcement task force aimed at fighting human trafficking and smuggling groups in Mexico and the Northern Triangle countries of Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. Government scientists report the annual peak of global heat-trapping carbon dioxide in the air has reached another dangerous milestone, 50% higher than it was when the industrial age began. Norwegian Cruise Lines announced plans to set sail from two ports in Florida. Guests will be required to be fully vaccinated, despite state legislation in Florida banning businesses from asking proof. This is AP News. Two express trains collided in Pakistan, killing at least 51 people.
Rescuers and villagers worked to pull injured people and bodies from the wreckage. The pre-dawn collision took place in the district of Gotki in the Sindh province. The Millet Express train derailed and the Surside Express train hit it soon afterward. It wasn't immediately clear what caused the derailment and the subsequent collision. Cries for help pierced the night as survivors scrambled to get out and local villagers rushed to the scene to help. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Bruce Springsteen will return to Broadway this summer for a limited run of his one-man show, Springsteen on Broadway. Performances at the St. James Theater begin June 26th. Springsteen on Broadway debuted in 2017 and was extended three times, finally closing in 2018. Springsteen performs 15 songs, including My Hometown, Thunder Road, and Born in the USA, and tells stories about growing up in New Jersey. Ed Donahue, AP News.